This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on need of giving personal interests to lead democracy in right track. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba says Nepali Congress ready to cooperate with democratic forces to bring country's politics in right track. CPN Maoist recalls ministers who were previously from the party. And Myanmar politicians ousted by a military coup vow to press on with a revolution against the authorities. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on the need of directing political course in the right track, giving up personal interests. Addressing a program organized by All Nepal Women Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said some forces were active to dilute the political course of democratization in the country. He further said the main principle of the state was the political principle, and the activities to disturb the country's politics should be ended. Prime Minister Oli claimed that government had created an environment where everyone, including street children, helpless people and the poor, could live a dignified life. He accused that some people were jealous of the government's work and trying to create hurdles. He challenged those who were against government to face the election. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli declared that he was ready for the party unity if the disgruntled faction came for unity by correcting their attitude. Also speaking on the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and CPN ML General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel said the so-called communists and democratic parties in the parliament obstructed the ordinance issued to safeguard women's rights. He promised to endorse the provisions in the bill formulating acts and laws. Likewise, Women, Children and Senior Citizen Minister Julie Kumari Mahato stressed on unity among all to ensure the rights of women. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the Nepali Congress will co-work and coordinate with all democratic forces to bring the politics of the country in the right track. Addressing a program organized by the Women Department of the Party at the party headquarters in Sanepa yesterday, President Deoba said the party is trying to impose one party dictatorship would be able to safeguard women's rights. He also stressed on the need of organized participation of women for the sustainability of democracy. The Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center has directed its ministers to leave the government led by KP Sharma Oli. A meeting of the Standing Committee held at the party headquarters in Peristada yesterday directed all the ministers participating in the current government to return to the party. Press coordinator or chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda Vishnu Sapkota said the meeting decided to write a letter to the member of federal parliament and state assembly members nominated in the CPN-ML committee to clarify their position within 24 hours. The meeting also decided to postpone the meeting of National Cadres scheduled for 15th of March until further notice. President Bidya Devi Bhandari laid a wreath at the grave of Kaji Kalu Pandey at Dahachok in Chandragiri Municipality 1 yesterday. She laid a wreath at the full-length statue of Kalu Pandey. President Bhandari also viewed the Kathmandu Valley and its surroundings from the Dahachok view tower. On the occasion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Srestha briefed the President about the historical and religious aspects of the Dahachok. Communications and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung has claimed that only a fresh people's mandate will give a solution to the present problem in the country. Addressing a program organized by Bagmati Chapter of Press Chowtari Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung said present political coalition would not give any solution. Minister Gurung further said the Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML had been called for the 20th of March to seek a solution of dispute in the party. On the occasion, he urged the media house to implement the laws addressing the concerns of working journalists. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. The leader of a group of Myanmar politicians ousted by a military coup has vowed to press on with a revolution against the authorities. In his first public address, Mon Wing Khaing Thaun said this was the darkest moment of the nation and the moment that has dawned was close. From hiding, he leads a group of legislators who have refused to accept last month's coup. As many as 12 protesters are reported to have been killed on Saturday. Myanmar has been gripped by street protests since the military seized control on 1st February and detained Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of the National League for Democracy, NLD party. The Metropolitan Police handling of a vigil in South London to mourn Sarah Evrard has been widely criticized from across the political spectrum. Liberal Democrat leader Sarah Davey called for Commissioner Dem Cressida Dick to resign over the utterly disgraceful scenes, and Home Secretary Preeti Patel has asked for a report. Police said four arrests were made at the vigil to protect people's safety. Officers were seen handcuffing and leading women away from the event. The group Reclaim the Street said they were deeply saddened and angered. Officers removed women who had gathered on Clapham Common to pay tribute to the murdered 33-year-old despite COVID restrictions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on need of giving up personal interests to lead democracy in right track. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says Nepali Congress ready to cooperate with democratic forces to bring country's politics in right track. CPN Maoist recalls ministers who were previously from the party. And Myanmar politicians ousted by a military coup vowed to press on with a revolution against the authorities. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.